This is Pierre Tristram, editor of Flagler Live, with your weekly reality check. Brian McMillan's farewell slapped me in the face yesterday morning. I never saw it coming. Certain things aren't supposed to change. The sun rises from the east. Catherine Robinson is the mayor of Bunnell. Brian McMillan is the editor of the Palm Coast Observer. How quickly we forget our David Hume, patron saint of Journalism 101. Don't ever let your skeptical guard down, not even about the sun rising in the east. I'm sure I speak for a good deal of the community when I ask, what the f***, Brian? No one can begrudge him the answer. He has a zillion kids, and you don't shepherd that kind of family on a community newspaperman's salary. He told me that of the dozens of journalists he edited and mentored in his tenure, only two remain in journalism today. This is not a profession for people who like to have a life or a reasonably decent paycheck. Still, this is a lot more consequential than mechanics. For Palm Coast and Flagler County especially, there's the loss you feel whenever a great journalist leaves the profession before his time. Brian is 42. He's at the top of his game. The community newspaper he led could have been the hokey, narrow-minded Chamber of Commerce Pravda's most community newspapers are. At its worst, the Observer certainly could be that, just as the way Flagler Live can sometimes read like insufferably woke catechism. But the McMillan Observer was most times serious, fair, searching, honest, and funny, its news pages driven by principle and ethics. He kept publisher John Walsh honest. Brian's character, genuinely kind, forbearing, unassuming, was the soul of the newspaper. His gift for prose, at once spare, tender, and poetic, was the paper's unsung treasure. I did not learn enough from him. We're all replaceable, of course. Not necessarily for the better. The Observer is lucking out. If there's one saving wrinkle in this curtain, it's that Jonathan Simmons is taking over after 9 years there. Jonathan's work ethic knows its way around salt mines, his humane skepticism knows its way around the animal farm of knaves and snakes in our community, and the Observer is in the surest hands Brian could have passed it to, assuming Walsh respects the succession. It's his call, it's also his paper's funeral if he doesn't. Jonathan is going to have to learn to be Svengali's conscience. Of course, I wish Brian and his family well. I wish him wealth and completely understand he had no choice. He's doing what he must, honorably and courageously, leaving something he loves for something his family needs, and, as he says, opening the way for others at the Observer to advance. It is no less of a gut punch. John McEnroe's famous words,
"You cannot be serious!"
have been ringing in my ear all morning. Brian and I started our mutual enterprises almost simultaneously 12 years ago. We have been rivals, colleagues, and friends since. We beat up each other, looked out for each other, admired each other, and I don't think we would have managed to do what we have to the extent that we have, without each other. McEnroe says he mourned for 2 years when Bjorn Borg left tennis, also at the top of his game, just as his rivalry with McEnroe was peaking. I'm not comparing Brian and me to those two. We're better, of course. But that's what this is. I'm losing, if not my North Star, at least my Pegasus. And I think the community is, too. Best of luck, Brian, and it is still an honor knowing you. This is Pierre Tristram, editor of Flagler Live, your 24-hour online news source. Thanks for listening.